What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
It's your boy Sovereign here.
And this Joker. What's up?
And we are doing a you know what, this is late night special, but we are doing a review on Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Everybody has finally watched it. I watched it earlier. Last Saturday. Joker went to go see it today.
So did. And you know what? It was... You can't even say the movie was bad. I thought it was pretty decent. Because I felt like the motivation was there. All the actors and stuff. And we got a new... There's a new character that we never seen before. I don't know much about the character. And what are we doing? Spoilers review or not?
Spoilers review.
Okay. Yeah, y'all better have watched it. Her name, Murder. She is possibly Hispanic gal, you know, from New York.
Plot device.
She is.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like, she's like the only person that can stop the big baddie of this movie who... I didn't see it coming. Well, it's supposed to be coming because Madness, the House of M.
The whole movie, she was a fucking... I don't even know what to call it.
She was already evil, like, back in her home TV show. It's Wanda, folks. The Scarlet Witch. She's now proclaiming herself as the Scarlet Witch in this movie. And her reveal was actually pretty cool. Because we thought, oh, she's so sweet and innocent. She misses her fake family. This whole thing about it is that it goes off from the TV show of her TV show from her kid that they had. I think they had the same actors too.
They're the same child actors.
Okay. And thing is about it, she didn't like that they was like fake. I mean, no, in her mind it was real, but she couldn't accept fake. The fact that it was fake, but it was real in a different multiverse. Yeah, but it was really different.
She
universe.
Turned into a Karen.
They turned to a Karen.
Where's my babies? Where's my babies?
Y'all don't realize how much ass she would be, motherfucking ass.
So would.
And I don't like the. I guess America is one of the main characters. I don't like the bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna lie. I liked it because like.
I mean, what was she there for, though?
It was like, I feel like America, it like put a person in, like, she's like the most normal person there. Like, she sees scary stuff. I'm not about to deal with that. I'm running. I'm gone. I don't got no time to stay around. You know how we black folk being like, run, man, run. And she actually does it. She runs.
The whole damn movie, literally just wasted time. Hey. Like, everybody died for this bitch.
There's a flying woman disintegrating people with her bare hands.
This bitch got, what's it called? Teleporting power. Didn't even try. Like, I feel like she didn't even try to control them bitches.
I think because I feel like it was a trauma also. That's why, like, when she first, like, I think, like, she didn't even remember her first time using her power. It was such a trauma that she forgot about it. And she was so young,
that trauma,
you know. And then, you know, I feel like that's why it was so difficult for her to use her power through all these years until Dr. Strange gave her the courage and determination to actually use her powers. Like find a way how to use it. Like, use that feeling with it. Like, turn that Super Saiyan. You gotta use the power of loss. and that's what she did.
I didn't. I don't know. She, of all the teenage characters so far, at least, I mean, I guess Spider-Man. But goddamn. Oh my goodness. Everybody died. Then, you know what? One of the dumbest movies. Oh, here. One of the dumbest scenes was when. Remember when they were. What them niggas was doing?
They was running in the basement.
That too, because that was fucking stupid. What the fuck y'all stopped running?
What's going on?
When Wanda was getting out of the mirror realm and she was...
Oh, yeah.
What are you staring at the water for, dumbass?
It's because, like... Okay, look, this person...
That's
she killed
white
by,
people.
But she killed by 100 people with magic power, and they say, hey, get rid of all the reflections.
And she it was literally such a, went like...
Yeah, but it was such a shock. She's like, oh, like she thought she was done, but then she saw that, she was like, oh fuck, I don't got no other. She don't got no other. She used the last blanket. I know, but she used the last blanket. She ain't had nothing to do.
What you mean?
She was there. Oh shit. Like I either got to step on this mug or something.
She didn't even do that until it happened.
I mean, like the only she was so scared. Like the only thing she could do is muddy the water with her hand. That's how scared she was.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. If it was me, I'd let that bitch die. I'm sorry. You slowing me down the whole movie. I know she after you. She just slowing me down.
But see, Dr. Strange don't think like that. He looked through. He spent thousands of years on searching different ways in the multiverse, and like him doing that, he has to know if the same thing keeps happening over and over, I'm gonna have to do the exact opposite. Every Dr. Strange she was with, he's trying to steal her powers for the greater good, and he's like, hold on, if I do that again, the cycle's just gonna keep on continuing. I gotta stop.
No, I wasn't gonna steal. You talking about her stealing the powers? You talking about?
Well, no, him stealing her powers.
No, I ain't want to steal her power. I just want to let the bitch die.
Oh, man.
No, I don't know. Like, you just...
No, you can't, because Scarlet Witch, her mind was already gone. She wasn't going to stop from right there.
Well, she just one of them kids. Like, I really feel like, if y'all don't realize, the whole plot is literally her just want some damn kids.
Yep.
That's it. She killing motherfuckers. Well, they ain't technically her kids.
Her other self.
She want to steal her other self kids or whoever else she can, so she can be happy. She literally killed motherfuckers literally just to have them stupid kids. Yeah. Them kids annoying to me. I don't like them kids. I watched WandaVision. Them kids are fucking annoying.
Like, oh yeah.
We want ice cream. You don't get no goddamn ice cream.
Ice cream.
We good kids. Whatever that fucking song, I don't know that damn song. What? My kids sing a song about some "We Good Kids, We Get Ice Cream." No, you ain't gonna get no motherfucking ice cream.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down and watch some Oswald. And y'all didn't know that was playing in the background.
Oh, Oswald. What, Oswald?
Yep.
What's that?
That's the rabbit who was supposed to be. It was a whole bunch of Disney references. They had Snow White and watched Snow White and shit too.
That's cool. And also, like, what I'm about to say, she did all that. I forgot what I was about to say. Yeah, she did all that for some kids. And Doctor Strange, he's just like, he thought, we find out the dream, people dreams, and in their realm, they're just different realities. I mean, different universes.
A lot of realities.
Yeah, I did some. Ain't what I need, man. You ain't too pretty.
Like that damn one, the crazy ass. They whooped all the motherfucking boy. The Illuminati. More like Illumidaddy.
No, Illuminati. Oh, yeah. That's what. I feel like the coolest character that could have been fighting up in that movie would have been, spoiler alert, Black Bolt.
I think it's dude. I mean,
like, if she was flying and then he was like, it's like, get back down here. It's like, you know, like sound waves going everywhere and stuff. Like, I think they wasted Black Bolt potential like crazy. But I felt like they knew they had to get rid of him fast. He did?
Yeah.
For real?
I never even noticed that until I went and watched the shit. I was like, God damn.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Tearing his ass up. Like, damn. Now, to be fair, one of them beatdowns was the Hulk. And,
oh, yeah.
Breaker Hulk. And I remember this scene. I'll never forget it. He went and whispered. He got a little supersonic, like, way, like, it'll destroy fucking planets and shit. Mm-hmm. But he whispered. He hit Hulk. Hulk said, I didn't come here for you to whisper. I came for here for you to scream, bitch!
Black Bolt, you want to hear me scream? Okay, I'll give it to you.
And he beat that nigga ass. Still beat that nigga ass.
Took that man to New York in a body bag. Make him scream.
He beat everybody. He beat all the fucking X-Men.
I told you to scream for daddy.
Stop them peace.
and Reed Richards is like
dumbass.
They it's like I feel like it was just a running gag of saying how smart he is, but him doing the most stupid no stuff shit, with his mouth. Yes.
Somebody broke it.
Somebody broke it.
Oh shit! What you mean? Duh.
He was there to be funny. I know the guy. He's a comedian actor, you know. But like, it's like.
Oh wow! Really? What? Somebody broke in? Damn! I thought alarm just come on for no reason. Reed. Nah, they gonna, you know, the Reed for our universe. They're gonna make him, you know, not as silly as gullible. Why would you tell the bad guy your secret?
Yeah.
And then back on Black Bolt, why would you try to scream with no mouth?
Out of all the Inhumans, like, he was so shocked that his mouth disappeared. I mean, that was some Matrix type of stuff. I mean, having your mouth, your only weapon disappear.
But I feel like as humans, I thought the cat was. I feel like as humans, you should, like, what's the fucking word?
Realize? I mean, you common sense or something? I don't know.
No, I don't know, because they fight. I feel like you should be
prepared.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, this happened.
They stopped my mouth. My only ability to make stuff happen. What should I do? Maybe I should not talk.
Yes, because what's going to happen? Oh, when I talk, I blow shit up. What happened if that shit can't come out?
What if Dr. Strange did that to him? Like, wrap some piece of metal around his mouth or something.
Fucking nigga head imploded.
And the thing is, I don't understand how he wasn't able to, like, pinpoint, like, what if he, like, just only, like, blew a hole through the mouth or something? Like, how was his mouth skin was so strong that,
because it's, like, trapped.
Or like a grenade?
Yeah, because his
voice box, yeah, it wasn't no piercing.
Ain't got nowhere to go, so it just imploded in his head. And everybody else just fucking staring at like they retarded.
Yeah, that was that was one part. There was like a whole bunch of staring and standing around.
Like fucking RPG. Wanted to take a turn like it's a fucking Pokemon battle. Yeah. I choose you! Go Black Bolt!
So the one thing I like about this movie, I remember what I was about to say now. They did add horror elements into it. Like they try to make some things creepy, but it wasn't like really scary, but because like you're watching a horror movie. I mean, a Marvel movie, so you're not gonna be like.
I knew a few people had some jumps now.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I saw a few people jumping.
But yeah, they had like the little creepy stuff, like the chasing, like a crazy person chasing you, and trying to run away, and you think you stopped them, but you clearly didn't. It was a little it wasn't cheesy, but it was like it's just stuff that. You can question, but what's the point of questioning or how she did that? Like when it was chasing her down the tunnel, I mean, like she blowing every single blast door, but for some reason, the last blast door was a special door that they thought, we stopped her. Like, what's going on? And then she just popped out of nowhere, like some cheesy horror movie film or something from the 1970s or something.
That jump got me.
Oh, really?
Not bad. It just because I didn't expect it.
I was just waiting for it to happen. Okay, she's gonna pop out somewhere. But yeah,
and I did like when she crawled out the thing like the damn Grudge.
Oh yeah, that horror element right there. Crawl how the way she crawled out, and it looked like because I like how they showed the battle damage she was in that room with all the crystal lights and stuff.
Yeah, because she was in the mirror realm. Yeah. He trapped her in that bitch. She got out that bitch too quick.
Heck yeah. The battle was real good. Like, we see Doctor Strange, like, the way how we see Doctor Strange in this movie, and the way how we think of him before we seen the movie, we think he's like so OP, like he's the master of the mystic arts. He can do anything. But really, like, and realistically, in the movies, he's really just a telekinetic user, like telekinesis user. He likes he on some Magneto stuff through the whole movie.
He did some in the monster.
He did some with some monster hands and stuff. Like, he did that a couple times, and then for some reason, he couldn't do it when they was running away in the tunnel. But Yeah, you know, I mean, like, they're picking like stuff. Yeah, she was on steroids, crazy, scary stuff.
Strong
like,
strong and shit. She beat niggas' asses.
Oh, yeah.
She did Peggy Dirty.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the other Dirty. Like, we couldn't even really see Mr. Fantastic, like, do work. Like, he tried to, but he was just too slow. He tried to use his stretch.
I know your ass. Get this stupid ass.
Like, the real Reed Richards, he would have dropped low to the ground. He would have slithered like a snake, Randy Orton style, and did the RKO up on him.
Well, I don't think he would have jumped in the battle straight off like that. Like, I feel like he would have used his, like, experiments or some shit. Or had, I'm thinking of Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Pew! Your bitch ass.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting ray guns and shit. He might got a trap for her ass. They already got the bands of Cidarek or whatever they're saying.
Like the inch?
Yeah, and throw them. Got your ass, bitch.
Like, why? They be talking so much in the Illuminati where they just got their own show. Talking. But yeah, it's a movie.
Let me talk about the alternate Captain Marvel. I didn't think I would hate another Captain Marvel. And no, before y'all say it, who watched it, it's not because of who she is.
Nope.
Or what she is. Nope. It's just she was being a B-word the whole time. Butthole. You ain't got to be all cocky like that. And first of all, Marvel, why y'all had to get the black lady to be like a B? Like, why she gotta be so? We'll handle that with. Yeah, shit, your stupid ass. That. What happened to your ass? You got your ass rocked by a white one.
How can you not have such a humbleness after such a great threat like Thanos? Like, how can you still be like that after almost being killed by Thanos?
But all the Captain Marvels, even the white bitch, the white girl. I'm sorry. The B word. I'm sorry. I'm being racial profiling. I mean. Black and white, whatever. Anyway.
I mean, Doctor Strange, alternate self of being the B word. Like, shoot. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the evil one. He was being the B word.
But I know where he came from.
Yeah.
But oh, y'all yeah. ain't watched the What If episode. But,
what I was going to say? Oh, yeah. Like, what was your point of, like, proving yourself? You got your ass rocked. All y'all got y'all ass rocked. Peggy, this Peggy, you know.
Oh, actually, that was hard. How Captain Britain, like Peggy, she was like holding her own. She was like, I think, yeah, pretty cool though. But Captain Marvel, she was pretty strong too, though. You know, like she was holding. They were doing a little blast. She actually showed struggle against
Captain Carter. You half the woman you was.
Yeah, but she sure did look good though. I like that. I like that version of Captain Reed.
I know everybody's happy about it. Look, everybody can't be Steve Rogers though. You know, Steve would Steve got cut in half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But he did face off with Thanos and he was holding his own. Nah, he wasn't. He was getting that ass rocked, but he was holding on until he got that hammer, though.
Dude, that hammer?
He started rocking that ass, though. Ting, 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 ting.
Dang. And you know what? I like the first villain from the first Doctor Strange movie that came back. The black guy, what his name was?
Mordo. Wait, was he even the villain in the movie? I thought the weird.
He was good and then became villain because he wanted the number one spot.
We didn't even see him.
He became jealous.
We didn't even see him be like a...
I mean, he was like a servant for Dormammu.
Oh, because we didn't see him be like a real villain in a movie.
Nah. I could have sworn he killed somebody.
He like... You saw him like be like, oh, I don't want to do this shit no more. And kind of disband, but you ain't really see him like... Do no... Like the stuff he was talking about?
What?
No, I'm talking about the stuff that... Strange was talking about he was doing. We didn't see none of that shit.
Nope. None at all. But he still, but somewhere deep down inside, he still, his alternate universe with the Illuminati was kind of this, was, feel like kind of the same as the other one. Even though he didn't really, I don't think he really had those hatred that real hatred for him, but deep down, I think he did. It just wasn't unlocked yet.
You bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, he bitch. And he said, "No one of my other stuff hated you." Like that's when you know, like he.
I'm like, nigga, you the one who fucking drug my ass.
And he's so sensitive to the word.
Like, yeah, I would punch that dude in the face. Whoa, shit. Everybody getting drunk and shit. I wasn't drunk that tea. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't trust motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, drink tea.
For no why, thanks! Are you gonna rape me? Oh,
like, maybe. whatever he was thinking. That gentleman crazy, man.
Wanda is crazy as fuck.
Yeah, Wanda, she was like so, like, yeah, losing the love of her life, it just tore her mentally apart.
She was already fucking crazy. That just snapped her.
Turn a whole town into a TV show. Can you believe that?
For some kids.
She didn't even know she was going to have kids. If she had them, she ain't never had them kids. She wouldn't be acting too crazy like that. Like, huh, this is what I wanted. Actually, I think she had that plan from the very beginning. She had it from season to season. I sure wanted to see Invisible Gal. Reed Richards, where's your wife? She's alive, ain't she? Yeah. it was just crazy.
They're so stupid.
Oh, wait. If Reed Richards was actually the smartest man on Earth, Wanda, Daredevil can hear the beats of your heart. What heart dies? Oh, wow. That's funny. Oh man, but yeah, the fights was good. It really showed Doctor Strange's abilities and everything. And the guy he was like the Supreme Master. It showed him like, and they just show how humble this Doctor Strange is. He don't need to be the very best at the very top. He don't need the potential love of his life. Like he know how to find happiness in other ways. He kept asking himself, I want to know the real message behind that. Everybody kept acting if Dr. Strange was happy. Even saving the world, he said even saving the world couldn't make him happy. So he know he had to just find like different ways.
That's because in certain situations, yeah. he knew what he wanted, but he couldn't get it. Well, he could have got it. It's complicated.
Yeah, he had like his lifestyle wasn't going to be the lifestyle she wanted.
She wouldn't have been in danger
all the time. And that was like he could have drove him, like if he didn't go through this, he could have drove his own self crazy just like the other Doctor Strange. Like as soon as he told her, "Yes, I'm happy. Why did I lie? I went back to this haunted mansion. I sat in my chair and then I went crazy." Pretty much. After that, there wasn't really no big foe besides Wanda. Like, who else going to be such a big foe besides Wanda? It can't be Ultron again. Got to be
Ultron
somebody.
Could return, but it has to be. You got to do it right.
Yeah. So that Thanos.
Oh no! Ultron. I already know who the big bad for the be. Who? Like the major big bad, Kang the Conqueror.
Oh yeah, Kang the Conqueror. That dude. Oh yeah! Don't forget about She-Hulk. We probably will slide in the She-Hulk real quick.
How much time we got?
What they call it? Big mommy milkers.
Pretty much.
Big mommy milkers.
I wasn't super excited for She-Hulk, although I do like She-Hulk as a character. Cause look, I know y'all think, "Hey, you don't like female characters." Look, I got a list of female characters I like who I feel are strong, really strong women. You don't have to be a bitch to be a strong woman. Mm-hmm.
Look, I like Black Cat. A nice.
Quite a guy.
Best guy.
I like Black Widow. She's not none of my favorite or anything, but she's cool. Like I said, I like She-Hulk. I love Wonder Woman. But yeah, She-Hulk, I don't know if y'all seen the trailer. I can tell that they still got some work to do, but in the trailer, the end scene was funny because she was like, I'm gonna give you some of this.
This Hulk pussy.
Oh, yeah.
She picked that. Look, you ain't picking me up. Big ass Amazon. She look good, though. Big ass Amazon. You ain't gonna pick me up. My girl hulked out. Tell myself, come here. No, like, whoa, baby, where we going?
To the bedroom. Like, carry me.
Yeah,
no. Dang, that man got carried to the bedroom. Hey, it's like, what's that story? Swoozy, like my friend, he got he kissed Beyonce hand.
Yeah.
Like, guess what I did? Slept with She-Hulk. So did. Give me a good old time.
Hope he don't die, boy. He's
like, oh yeah, yeah, Chris. Oh yeah. Well, pelvis. The spirit is willing, but my bones is fleshing bruised.
Crushing you, destroying you. God dang. I mean, my pelvis hurt to think about.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good. I'm looking real forward to She-Hulk. I'm excited for it. That's how I feel about it. Because it's like something new, like you learning, she learning. And the Hulk gonna be there too. They're trying to teach each other how to use the powers and everything, her strength. And they're gonna be tag teaming together. We ain't never seen nothing like, I mean, well, in a cartoon we did, but like in a movie, you know, like two
trying to help people. Yeah, you trying to help your cousin.
Yeah.
Get right.
I'm trying to figure out who she gonna be sending to jail too. Might even see Bill Cosby in that mug. You know? what if she's a lawyer. What if they like do a little Daredevil?
Because they're both lawyers.
Yeah.
They can work it. Just depends on how it is. If they put fucking Daredevil and Spider-Man, he can put fucking
and Daredevil, he's lucky. Like all he gotta do is listen to your heart. He don't gotta do no studying of the case or nothing. I mean, well, he do gotta do the study of the case and stuff, but like you gotta get that money.
Big money. Although the new series Echo, Daredevil is going to be playing a major role. I forgot
what it was.
You ain't watched Hawkeye yet. So.
Oh, that Echo. Yeah, I still ain't finished Hawkeye. That's crazy.
Yeah, he need to finish Hawkeye. But y'all. Oh, by the way, we can do it real quick. Movie night. I didn't really do a final review. I loved it.
Moon Knight, spoilers ahead.
I loved it. I was more excited for Moon Knight than Doctor Strange. Which one I like better? Moon Knight. I like Doctor Strange, but I'm sorry. Moon Knight was the shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anybody talking shit about it, shut the fuck up. Fuck up! Moon Knight is probably almost my favorite Marvel series. It's really tying with
more Daredevil. Than
Punisher? Yeah, I like Punisher, but Daredevil still was my number one. But now Moon Knight and Daredevil are like almost neck and neck. Then if I had to pick besides those two, I'd probably put Daredevil around there. Daredevil and...
Who do you resonate more with? Tell us.
Moon Knight.
There we go.
But I do like, I love Daredevil. Like that they did a very good job. And that showed me it felt like a real life fucking hero. Like how a real fucking hero would go out. Like, you know how they do that imaginary shit. Like, no, nigga, you gonna be fucking tired after whooping like 20 niggas' asses.
I'm surprised he'll be injecting himself with steroids.
Elbows.
Karate chop in the neck. Get your neck.
He be crawling down house. Give me in the water.
I beat too many people asses sometimes.
Well, y'all, we running out of time. But y'all,
go see the movie.
Yeah, go see the movie. Go watch Moon Knight and be prepared to watch She-Hulk. I'm Sovereign.
And I'm joking.
And we out this bitch.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date. You want to look good for a business meeting. You want to look good for an interview. Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.